course, Good Times, Red FM, Jason Derulo, and La Casse. Hello there. Welcome to Thursday. Welcome to Broom Cover Thursday. This is Casey Fix over there. She's a million miles away from me.
You need a zig and zag in there, don't you?
I do.
Your little broom cupboard.
A little socky monster would be great. I think I got this working now.
Morning, Casey. You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel.
Who's that messer?
That's Steve-O.
Oh, Steve, you're a messer.
Morning, Stevie. So that's working. That's great. Thank you, Super Dan, for fixing that one. Elaine's over there. Hey, Elaine, what's going on? How are you?
Good morning, Casey and Victoria.
Yes, hello.
She can hear us.
She can hear us. I can hear
them. Loud and clear.
Pierce is up and about in McCroom. Look, Pierce is looking for McCroom tickets. All right, Pierce, you're in the draw, buddy. And anybody else that wants to go to the McCroom Music Festival that's on Saturday, just text McCroom and your name right now.
Yeah.
086 8104.
Oh, all right there, mate.
All right, it's a bit...
Somebody give him a glass of water.
It's a bit dusty down.
Oh, yeah.
All good.
You all right?
I'm fine. It's just a Hoover nearly landed on my head there a minute ago. Derek's in here somewhere now with his cleaning detergent.
Derek!
Get out, Derek, will you? I'm trying to do a show. Yesterday, we said goodbye to Studio One. It was a sad day in the parish. Of course, Good Times. This is Red FM. It's not really Good Times, is it?
You okay, buddy?
No, I'm not. It's an emotional day. It's a sad day. I love this studio. It means a lot to me. Been here. I went on a J1, but yeah. I came back.
But, a minor J1.
Just a little J, jump across the, you know.
Over the
bridge.
back again. It's the last day of the mothership today. The studio has been ripped out of here today. And, I'm going to miss you, Mr. Studio. I don't know, does it have a gender? Do we just call it... She generally ships and cars or she's.
They are, yeah.
We'll call it her.
Okay.
She's the backbone of this radio station. Millions of songs, hundreds of thousands of shows. All of the good times of the last 10 and 11 years have come out of the studio. And it's a sad day for the parish as the engineers and the builders come in here and rip this place out.
Yeah.
I guess... Move down to the broom cupboard down the back. You're in the crow's nest, and the next 4 days on air are going to be chaos. Just saying, like whether or not you'll hear any kind of radio, we're not sure.
No,
but something will be happening. But I'll be sad to see her go.
It's okay, buddy.
I know. So I was thinking back to some of the moments that happened in this studio over the years about my personal favorite moments, and I have a few of them lined up.
Nice.
There was that time where we blew up a fella's house on Sunday as well with Wally the gas man.
But everything was switched off.
Wally, what's wrong?
She's the man. Is still on? Will you get out and turn?
Wally,
what? Are you smoking a cigarette? Get out!
Yeah, that was a nice moment. I mean, we did nearly give a man a heart attack. I loved, over the years, when Paul Byrne, the mighty Paul Byrne, was reporting on putting U2 on a building in Blackpool. I mean, that was another fine moment.
Just minutes after the band began to belt out the music, reports had come in that U2 were performing on the roof of Blackpool Shopping Centre. It didn't take long for U2 fans to turn up in their droves.
You wouldn't expect to see them here, like, yeah. Do you know that kind of a... So, nice one, that is.
I never thought I'd see Bono, so great start to my day anyway.
Absolutely, just memories, lovely memories of thousands of Cork people blocking the Blackpool bypass, Blackpool Road, as they ran towards Blackpool Shopping Centre looking for a fake U2.
Oh, you messes.
But I think me and Rory agree that this is our favourite moment that happened in this studio from a former soldier of Cork's Red FM, and his name is Philip Burke. Neil is on the air. Neil Prendiville is doing his show, but he left the microphone for the other studio open. Philip went in to record an ad and thought it's a really good time to do an impression of Neil live on air.
Basically, half of Bishopstown, half of Glasheen, and then as you move in towards the city centre.
Okay, so we'd have Billy Kelleher, and we'd have Darren Murphy. Who else we got?
Oh, my brother.
Who else have we got up there?
You've got Jonathan O'Brien and Kathleen Lee.
Sorry about that. There was another line came in there.
And 3 days later, he did it. 3 days later, he did it again.
She was standing at his casket, or as we would say, standing next to the coffin, during the wake when her phone rang. Pastor Jenkins was on the phone and he told her that even though his church had agreed to bury her son, even though she and her son both grew up in the church, her son could not now be buried
alone. Hallelujah!
Sorry, I don't know how that happens sometimes at the studios. That was Philip Burke having a hallelujah moment there.
Having a hallelujah moment there.
Oh, all of that magic has happened in here, in the Good Ship Studio One, and it's her last day at sale.
It's okay, we'll give her a good send off.
I know. So more of you have been suggesting some other Red FM golden moments that have happened in the studio in the last 11 years, including our lovely Kira. Kira had a little Freudian slip once upon a time.
Listen, Cork's Hit Music Station, Red FM, we are love bombing you across the day, giving you the chance to win tickets.
Yeah.
It was on Valentine's Day, so it's just...
I know.
It was
no excuse. No excuse. And then we had Philip as well. We've already played a couple of Philip's gaff, but he left us with an absolute classic.
The Teachers Union of Ireland says there is no justification for providing a hybrid leaving cert option this year. Cork TD, Donica O'Callaghan and Fianna Gael, Senator Rena Doherty, have called for students to have the choice. If you would have seen the look I gave him through this glass studio, Casey. I'd been here about 2 minutes.
You were only in the door.
I was only in the door, trying to get that news bulletin down.
How did you hold that together, Kelly?
I don't know. Like, honestly, I was actually so angry for the first one. And then I saw the funny side of it at, 2 seconds later.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Donica O'Callaghan.
With KC. Good times.
RIP Studio One. Good morning from the broom cupboard. It is 6:24. Cork's Good Times. Red FM. Morning.
Vix VIPs on Cork's Good Times.
Red FM. So, you know the crack with Leo? Leonardo.
Yes.
The actor is, I don't know, notorious for only dating ladies 25 and under. And as soon as there's 25 candles on the cake, good luck. It's all over. Yeah. You're done. John Lynn is an Irish actor. He's been speaking on a podcast about how Leo meets ladies.
Oh, right.
And this is a well-known fact across Hollywood, Victoria, that Leo has been doing this for a very, very long time. And okay. John, the actor, picks up the story.
Closest I got to Leonardo DiCaprio, I helped a mate of mine, a photographer. He said to me, my assistant hasn't shown up. She said, I need someone just to move the lights around and, you know what I mean, get us tea and all that. I said, grant. So there I am, and I got talking to this model lass. And you meet a lot of models in LA. A lot of them are vacuous, but this lass was class. Came out from the Midwest, and real just normal girl, stunningly beautiful, but not a weirdo, just normal chatting to you. Yeah. She came out with her boyfriend and all this, and I was talking to her about, man, this town's nuts, and she went, oh, you've no idea. She said, do you know about what Leonardo DiCaprio does? I said, no, what? She says, when he's in town, she says, every Tuesday, he looks through all the model catalogues at the girls he likes, and then he rings the agencies and invites about 30 of them to cinema night on a Tuesday night. 30 girls show up, they watch a movie, they have something to eat, a few drinks, and Leo talks to them all and then decides who he wants to bring out for dinner.
Right. What on earth? I can't even, there's so many questions about that. That is so weird.
He sits in the cinema. Like, can you imagine, he's in the middle and he's surrounded by 30 of them. He probably gets to pick the film. And probably the
I hope it's not Titanic.
every single time.
Pick me like one of your girls, Jack.
So they're all sitting around watching the film for an hour or two, whatever the case may be. And then he chats to one, he picks one and goes for dinner. But do you know there's another version of this? There's another version of this then that happens. This is Tuesday night. Tuesday night is movie night.
Okay.
Thursday night is boat night.
What?
So he does this again on the boats.
Oh my.
Boat night, where he'll have 30 different models out on boat night. And she got invited to one of these. And her boyfriend was like, man, it's Leo DiCaprio. Go, are you crazy? Go, tell me the stories. And she was like, oh, but he wants to, like, she says, just go. So she goes out on the boat. And man, I can see why he's a bit smitten by her, because she's one of the, like, she can talk. A lot of them, you're not getting, it's like playing tennis with someone who's not hitting the ball back to you. And then he says, we should go for a bit of dinner. And he says, look, you know, or sorry, she says, look, you know, I've told you I have a boyfriend, Leo. I just came here for the experience. I'm not going for dinner with you. And he says, look, well, look, I know that. Nothing, just as friends, we should just go for dinner. And she went, I've told you I have a boyfriend. He says, just one dinner. He says, listen, mate, I've told you, boyfriend. He said, and by the way, Leo, I hear you've been doing this for about 20 years. Surely you've had that much, just like, oh, no, I couldn't do another one. I love him, but I just could not do another one. And he looked up at her and he laughed and he went, one more.
What a chancer. He's unbelievable, isn't he? So this is like a weekly...
This is a weekly excursion for him. Yeah. And I mean, I'm sure there's probably a good chunk of the male population that are listening to that going, that sounds like a bit of crack. I could do that on a Tuesday and a Thursday night.
I don't know if you've ever heard of Brittany Mason, right? So Brittany Mason was a former Miss USA finalist. She now lives in Dublin, but she's been talking. She once dated Leonardo DiCaprio. Well, I put dated in marks there because she says she wouldn't call it dated. She said they just hung out. He had split up with Bar Raffaele at the time.
Mm-hmm.
We hung out just one time, and after that weekend he was actually back together with Bar Raffaele. And she says it wasn't anything that she did, but she says it's just one of those LA things. She said LA is a weird place. There's a lot of that going on.
You have a girlfriend or a partner for every day of the week, it seems.
Weird.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a few people out there now that would be that'd love a slice of that action. You've gone missing on me now. Oh, there you're back. This is weird doing this. It's really strange.
I know, but we'll be all right. We'll soldier on. Come on.
Nothing has happened yet that has...
Not yet.
I know, but like... I'm expecting any second now someone is going to plug something in and just there'll be just... All you'll hear is this... Oh, jeez. What was that?
I don't know.
What was that, Fig?
A clap of thunder is what it sounded like.
Is Dan fiddling with wires there, is he?
No.
Okay. That was close. There was a sparks came out of the back of the computer there.
Hey, just going back to our breakfast chat about the overnight stays.
Yeah.
This came in from somebody who shall remain anonymous. Lads, I got a sausage egg McMuffin in Mallow. It was well worth the overnight stay.
Oh, right.
Yes. We were talking about the overnight stays, the special kind of overnight stays.
Shade B&B.
Shade
B&B.
Yeah, so someone... there you go. So that's what they're giving out down in Mallow anyway.
Okay, so Mallow Gardaí in the cells
will give you a sausage and egg McMuffin. And it's well worth the overnight stay. I'm not sure it is, but you know.
Is there a Mickey D's in Mallow?
There must be. Unless they're making them themselves down in the kitchen. Don't think so.
Oh, my God. I don't think there's a McDonald's. Correct me if I'm wrong, Malifornia. Do you have a McDonald's now?
That sounds like a McDonald's thing, doesn't it?
So they obviously went to Cork.
Yeah.
Got your breakfast, brought it up to Mallow, which would be freezing, by the way. So what I need to know, mysterious texter, is did they have a microwave in the cell?
Yeah, we need to know.
You can give
or
it a,
is there a Mackey D's in Mallow? There must be.
It's one or the other. One or the other.
There has to be one in Mallow.
And also... I want the backstory as well, please.
But we won't read that out on the air.
No, we will.
No, we won't.
086-8104-106. Why were you arrested? Let's do it.
No.
Yes.
No.
Why not?
Because we are that person's confidant.
No, like, I'm talking to the public. Were you taken in for something? Come on, we might get some great stories. I told you I was nearly arrested once when I was 17. And I may have told you this story before.
Is this
before.
You, mate? Are you giving us a confession here?
Yeah, so, but I'm asking people, why were they arrested? So okay. I'm going to tell you my nearly
right,
was.
Go on, so.
I was DJing in a hotel in Castlebar. It's my hometown. And it went on late. So they let it go till 3, and then there was a lock-in. So I was putting away the gear, and everyone stayed back for a drink. And there's about 15 of us. We stayed for maybe a few hours.
Yeah.
It might have been 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Might have been a bit of noise down the back, and there was some banging at the door. There was two guards outside. So the hotel manager ran down and said, quick, everyone upstairs. So he gave us all keys to the bedrooms that were vacant, and everyone legged it up the stairs. And then he let the guards in, and he was like, no, there's nobody here, no one here, no one, nobody but us chickens. So the guards knew what was going on. They went upstairs, they got a master key off him, said, give me the master key, and they went from bedroom to bedroom. In my room, there was 8 people in a double bed. And the guard came in and flashed the light and went, lads, do you usually go to bed with your shoes on?
Oh, that's brilliant.
And only for the fact that he was, you know, saw the funny side of it.
Yeah.
We would have been taken in.
Yeah, you probably would have been. There was probably too many of you to take in, to be fair.
And you know what? I would have, at that point, I would have taken the breakfast as well, because it was getting early. I was starving. Stephanie Rainey. Anyway.
Yeah, it's a little bit like that. There's a lot of people unhappy with you on here this morning, right?
Why is that now?
They can't believe that you don't know there's a McDonald's in Mallow.
I genuinely didn't know McDonald's had opened in Mallow. When did they open?
It's been open, I can't think who it is here.
30 years.
Somebody here says it's been open here for about 10 or 12 years.
Has it?
Yeah.
It's probably been that long since I was out in Mallow.
It's probably been that long since I was out. We need to go out in Mallow.
You see, and excuse my ignorance on that, and I meant absolutely with the utmost respect to Mallow. Mallow's not a hugely populated town, about 20,000 people.
Is it? Yeah.
And
okay.
Generally, you only get McDonald's opening up in kind of city spaces.
Okay, so that's what you meant.
I'm delighted.
That means when
I do get arrested.
For anybody that's just tuned in and you think we've absolutely lost the plot, we were talking in the last hour about. A person messaged in to say, we were talking about what would you be given for breakfast if you had to do a little overnight hotel stay in the old Garda station?
Yeah, if you were taken into Anglesey Street. My concern was, I just hoped that Justin Timberlake got a nice breakfast the next day.
That was where it started.
And I thought I heard the Bridewell do a lovely fry.
That's right.
And you'll get a muffin and a hug in Anglesey Street.
That's right. But we got a message in from somebody who will still remain nameless, even though he said we can name him, but we won't, to say that he had a lovely overnight. I'd stay in Mallow.
He got a sausage and egg McMuffin.
Sausage and egg McMuffin the next morning, and it was very tasty. So we were trying to figure out then whether there was a McDonald's in Mallow, and we have been corrected, or you've been corrected, Casey.
Yeah.
I said there probably was one. But that person has actually said, lads, I was taken in for a fine ages ago, then dropped home the next day, and they even stopped at Aldi for me en route.
They took you to do the shopping?
Yeah. Him to do the weekly shop.
Oh, the Irish guards are legends.
You've got to love that. And also, we got another message in from a guard saying, yes, lads, we even have electricity too.
Andy, my apologies.
Legend.
Jesus, you're
because
the wrong...
we were wondering if there was a kitchen in the Garda station, or do they actually prepare the breakfast?
Yeah.
Have they got a chef? How does it all work?
Fascinated.
You'd
nearly go out and get arrested just to find out, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you nearly would. Go for an old snoop around.
Anyway, good morning to everyone in Mallow. Go and get yourself a McMuffin this morning.
Yeah.
All right. Today's International World Refugee Day. We can tell you it's 6 days till Glastonbury, for those of you heading over to it. A huge amount of people from Cork go every year. And also, you can check it out on the BBC. They're going to be. It's just a brilliant weekend of music.
It's so good. Even watching it on the TV is fab, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. 2 days to Cork versus Dublin in the hurling as well.
Ooh.
Massive match. That's happening this weekend. If you celebrate your birthday today, you celebrate with John Goodman. So what's John Goodman famous for?
Is he an actor?
He is, but he was in a very famous
Goonies.
TV show
no.
for years and years and years.
I'm going to guess.
He was a husband of the lead role, and she was an American comedian lady, and it was based on their whole family.
Oh, Roseanne.
It was Roseanne. He's 72 today. Nicole Kidman is 57. And Frank Lampard, happy birthday, Frankie. He's 45 today. That's all the stuff that's happening on this day. What you call her? One of the most popular and funny ladies in the country. One of the most popular podcasters as well.
Yeah.
Joanne McNally. She's in the paper this morning saying that men are not attracted to funny women.
Oh, what?
That's what she's saying. She said she, in her experience, women that are good crack and are funnier than the man that they're with, and how lads don't like funny ladies.
That's interesting.
I think they do. I think that's wrong.
You've got to have a laugh, lads, haven't you?
You want somebody who's across the table from you going, quick, pull my finger.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I want to hang out with. This is incredible. We're talking about having an overnight in a Garda station. We're just curious to find out. I want to know about the breakfast the next day.
Yeah.
Quite a lot of you have had first-hand experience. Somebody said banged up abroad in Bandon.
Oh, yeah.
For, let's say, disturbing the peace. They didn't appreciate my singing at 2 a.m., so they put... They put me in for the night. And I wrecked their head so much singing in the cell that they gave me the road 2 hours later. Oh. I asked about breakfast and they literally booted me through the front door.
Did they?
The bed was very comfy though.
Oh,
and, and that comes in from our Bandon buddy.
Our Bandon buddy. I stumbled, well, I didn't stumble across this. Seamus came into me, our wonderful colleague Seamus came into me and said, did you know that there is a review on TripAdvisor of Salt Hill Garda Station?
You can't leave.
There's a review on Salt Hill Garda Station and it's on TripAdvisor. I have it here. Do you want me to read it to you?
Would you mind, please?
Okay, are you ready?
Let's go.
Staff were very polite when arresting me. The car was very clean and quite comfortable. The room was very basic, not much decoration going on.
Okay.
But I still got a great night's sleep on those comfy mattresses.
Oh, lovely.
Checking out in the morning was exceedingly pleasant. I would highly recommend a stay in this Garda station, and they have given it a rating of 3.5 out of 5.
That's pretty good going. Oh my God!
That's we can thank Seamus for that. Thanks, Seamus. That
again,
was pretty funny.
So if you're thinking of going to a place to get arrested, Galway seems to be the place.
With KC.
That's the sport where it simply suits.
I can't see any lovely faces because I'm locked locked in the broom cupboard. But Rory's there, Kelly's there, Vic is on this fader here.
Hello.
And we can all hear each other. Everybody's alive and well.
Hello.
We can.
That's good. Okay. Kelly, were you taken out of school for any reason by your parents? They wanted to sneak you off to something.
No, but my auntie Rose used to sneak us out and take us to the beach.
Oh,
bodyboarding.
Illegally.
Okay. Yeah. She'd come in and she'd be like, there's been a family emergency. She was like 12.
Husband and mother.
There's been a family emergency. I need to take the kids out. And she'd take us bodyboarding in Garrettstown.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, everybody has a funky auntie.
Yeah,
they do.
You know, the cool auntie that breaks the rules, the cool auntie that gives you money that you're not supposed to have, the cool auntie that might even slip you out a cigarette when you're 40. You know, do you remember those cool aunties?
Yeah, she's cool. She took us bodyboarding.
Check this out for a story, Vic.
This is coming from Scotland. So a diehard Scotland football fan dad basically told his son's school not to expect him to be in for the next few weeks. And he said it was due to an educational trip throughout Germany.
I love it.
So this is obviously coinciding with the Euros.
Yeah.
Basically, he promised the school then that his 12-year-old son, Alex, would produce a report in full detail, and he called it the extreme emotional highs and lows that only a Scotland fan goes through. Isn't that brilliant?
How'd they do last night, Rory?
Drew 1-1, with a good performance, and especially considering they were hammered 5-1 by Germany in the opening night.
Mm-hmm.
But I got back into it last night, 1-1, we're bad.
So far he's pitching that assignment just right, because they lost the first one, didn't they?
Everything's working out just
the
fine.
The highs and the lows, lads.
Here we go.
What did you make of that? The Scotland fans were going wild, but you did lose 5-1.
It's all right, but we're here in just the game.
Not worried about the results.
I know, mate. My stepdad, his pal, my brother, all of them. By the way, good host.
So Scotland are not going to get out of the group, but you're here for the good time.
And after watching that football, you ain't going to get out of that group? Nah, we're not. But like, I didn't feel like that. We need to see a bit more. Come on, Scotland.
Scotland's good times. Come on, Scotland. There's hope for you yet. Absolutely. See you later on, guys. Lovely talking to you live from the broom cupboard. Miss your faces,
bye.
Though.
Bye.
Red FM Breakfast. With KC on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
7:35. Let's do 200 grand in cash for you next on the cash machine after Katy Perry. Morning. Laura's been on to me. We're talking about people getting pulled out of school for events illegally. My nan and granddad kept me and my aunt and my two brothers out of school to drive to Dublin to collect 20 grand that my nan had won on a scratch card. So the whole lot of you had to go to help Gran carry that huge check back to the car.
They just wanted company in the car, didn't they?
We're also talking about spending an overnight in your local Garda station. Shades B&B is the investigation. And we want to know what the breakfast is like. Victoria, what have we got?
We had a review, you see. There's a review on TripAdvisor from Salt Hill Garda station, mm-hmm. which I just read out. But we've also had some other reviews in here about Cork Garda stations.
Okay.
Lads, in Band and Shades B&B, you either get a breakfast roll from Billy's or you get chips from Daniel's Chipper.
Oh, that's nice.
It's actually quite nice.
Do they have a little kind of tab in Daniel's Chipper, like our Billy's?
Yeah, maybe.
You know, like it's kind of like it's paid at the end of the month as an invoice for all the food that comes in.
Morning, lads. The beds in the Bridewell B&B are brutal. They're just slabs of concrete.
Okay.
Most of the time, they try to get rid of you before they have to give you breakfast.
They don't do that. They throw you out. It's like 5 to 6 going. That's it. I'm not putting a fry on for him.
Red FM's Summer Cash Machine.
Bridewell. Why is Cork better than Dublin? Now, we are on a Cork radio station talking to, you know, thousands and thousands of Corkonians. So this is going to be a very easy battle for Cork to win. I can't really see much hope for the Dubs on this one. The lads in joe.ie went out on the streets of Cork and they were just asking people, in a battle of the city scenario, why is this place a much better place to live?
I think people are more friendly down here.
It's just a really, really nice place.
Yeah.
Biggest county in Ireland, you know, the bigger the better. Size matters, guys.
May I just say that size does matter. And we'll leave it at that. Not too hard being better than Dublin, like, you know what I mean? It doesn't take much effort, like.
I'd say we're probably prouder than Dublin people. Like, we're just proud of being from Cork. We'll look after each other from Cork. Like,
Cork is Cork City Football Club, like, way better than any Dublin clubs of Durbles.
I think we even won, like, second friendly city in the world at one point, like a few years ago. So yeah, the people definitely make Cork the capital.
Well, it's got everything you need. Everyone knows each other. It's a big city, but everyone still knows each other. Everyone's friendly. A real community spirit.
You've nailed it right there. Do you know what I love about Cork? And from day one, when I moved down here, you can still walk up Patrick Street and you'll stop 10 times.
Yeah.
You genuinely, in big cities around the world, you don't get that.
No, you don't. And that is what makes it special. I agree.
Yeah. You married a Dub.
I did.
He came down here.
I'm just going to say one thing, right? Mm-hmm. And I understand that this might make me slightly unpopular, but there is one thing that I think they do better in Dublin than they do in Cork.
Hostels for €2.
It's City Centre Parks.
City Centre Parks.
There is absolutely loads in Dublin.
There is nothing.
You can literally walk from one into the next,
to shine a light to Fitzgerald's Park.
Correct.
Like, Fitzgerald's Park is amazing,
mm-hmm.
but we've only got Fitzgerald's Park and we've got Bishop Lucy Park.
That's it. It's missing a lot of green space.
I just think, isn't it really nice to have little green spaces all the way through a city centre that you can just wander in and out of?
Dublin's an incredible social city. I mean, when I was living up there, on midweek, on a Tuesday night, you could go see Bruce Springsteen. On a Wednesday, you can go to an FAI game. Yeah. So there's a lot of great stuff happening. And I will say that socially, Dublin has like a phenomenal amount of stuff going on. Rory O'Hagan, your thoughts on this?
Yeah, but Dublin then is not Cork, so therefore it's not
Cork.
It's just not Cork.
Not Cork, mate.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, that's why Cork is better than Dublin, because it's not Dublin and Cork is Cork.
The people are definitely friendlier down here. 100%. The people in Cork are savage.
I love Cork's sense of independence and this kind of identity, that it's its own, mm-hmm. you know, it's got its own thing going on. It always has had that. The rebel county has always been driven by Michael Collins, a 30-year-old who took on the British Empire using nothing but a high Nelly bike and whispers. Like, really?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where Cork's sense of independence comes from. But if there's any Dubs out there, lads, we love you, really. Like, you're great crack and we love hanging out with you, especially at football matches and all that kind of crack.
Do we?
But
yeah. Rory, do we? Question mark.
I've been here 11 years now and I'd say now that Cork is way better than Dublin. Like, the people are all nicer, the places are better. Yeah, anything Dublin got, Cork have got. Anything Dublin can do, Cork can do better. And it'll be the same on Saturday when Cork smash Dublin in the hurling.
Come on! Up the rebels! I love the way we have brainwashed David, and he is officially
well, I'm David,
a proper Corkonian now.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. David sounds like a Cork man.
Yeah, we've got you, Dave. You're hooked. You're hooked. Let's see what we got. What else we got coming in here? You were talking about the parks end of things, Vic. You'd love to see kind of more green spaces around.
You see,
there,
I'm
yeah?
worried about saying that because you know I love Cork. Cork has my heart. Cork is my place. Do you know what I mean? But I do think that we could do with a few more green spaces in the city centre.
All right.
That is in the middle of the city centre.
Let me see what I got here. Hello.
KC,
how are you?
As a blow into Cork, three things. One, they have can-do attitude. They always say, if you can do it in Dublin, why can't we do it in Cork? One. Two, second biggest natural harbour in the world on our doorstep.
Yep.
Natural harbour, second biggest. Third, where the old tax office used to be along Sullivan's Quay, make an ideal venue for a park. City should buy it out and put a park in there. Excellent show.
Good on you, Gary.
That's a really good suggestion. It's that little plot there.
Gary's on the ball.
Oh, Gary, you need to get into town planning, my friend.
Kelly, what's Cork missing that Dublin has lots of?
Single men.
I thought that, actually.
Wow, Kelly.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me
the money. Now, Victoria, this is the ultimate test. The ultimate test of the broom cupboard studio, which I'm in.
Yeah.
To see if the phone lines are working. In the engineers we trust, right, Vic?
We do indeed.
So when I press this button, lovely Melissa is going to say hello. Hello, Melissa. Mel, I didn't get any sleep last night freaking out about the quiz going, the phones aren't going to work. The phones are not going to work.
Okay.
But there you are.
I said to Melissa when I got through to her this morning, Melissa, you are the right person to have for this call this morning because she is so
chilled. She's cool. She's total
just chilled. She takes it in a stride.
Melissa, why is Cork better than Dublin, please?
Oh, because we live in it. That's why,
because you're here. That's the perfect answer. Yeah, because I'm here, girl. I love it. All right. Melissa, you can hear me okay. I can hear you. We have 60 seconds here. Do me a favour and fly through these.
No bother.
If you give me a correct answer for every single one of them, I'm going to press a button here that's going to make a lot of noise. And it'll mean you'll have won. When you hear this, we're up a grand. Okay, we're up 1,000 euro. God. Let's play
in 3, 2, 1.
Who played the lead role in Titanic?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It. Lyrics from who?
Katy Perry.
In what Cork town did Graham Norton grow up?
Bandon.
Question number 4. Who is the Taoiseach for the country now?
Simon Harris.
Question 5. What sport is Conor McGregor famous for?
USC.
Question number 6. Adele, the singer, can you tell me her full name? Her surname.
Adele.
Throw a guess. Give me any sort of name at all if you don't know. Come on. Adele something. Oh. It kind of sounds like napkins. Adele. Napkin.
Adkins?
Question number
Adkins?
7. Put Him Under Pressure was a football song featuring what Irish football manager? Put Him Under Pressure. Put Him Under Pressure. Way A. Statue up in Cork Airport.
I don't know.
It's Hard Under Pressure.
Oh, no.
It is Hard Under Pressure.
We Put You Under Pressure.
It is, yeah.
It was Jack Charlton. Jack Charlton.
Yeah. Oh, no, I wouldn't have known that one.
You did well, Melissa.
Melissa, we've got a 50 euro voucher for Easy Living Interiors making its way to
you.
We'd love to have you back on another morning. You did very well. We just need to pick up the pace and we'll do a better round
next
time.
Hang on a second before she goes.
I think I froze on that.
Melissa's turning 30 on Tuesday.
Melissa,
happy birthday for
Tuesday. Thank you, guys.
Old fart alert. There she is.
I'm going into the 30 on her, like, so. Oh.
No, your 30s are absolutely spectacular because you start to get
you start to get
into this zone where you really don't care what anyone thinks of you. You don't give a hoot. You just have you and your friends and you drive on with life and the the whole kind of the race, or the need for it to be popular and all that, yeah. It's all gone.
It's true. So,
yeah, and oh, by the way, you get loads of grey hairs as well.
It's called the Dirty 30s.
That's where it started, especially after that there now, to be honest.
It's called the Dirty 30s.
Yeah, that's what I call it, the Dirty 30s.
Yeah, Dirty 30s.
Why? Because you don't have a wash.
I don't know, it's just called it is because it's good fun.
Yeah,
you don't
need to clean yourself when you're in your 30s.
Exactly.
Happy birthday, Melissa. Have a great
Happy
time.
Happy birthday, Melissa.
Bye. FM Breakfast. With Now. Kira's here in the afternoon. Colm will drive you home. Stephanie Rainey at 7. And Emmett's on the air at 10 o'clock tonight. And if you're a Cian DeCroix fan, oh my God. I was in a little meeting yesterday.
Were you?
For something that's going to happen with Cian DeCroix.
You're not going to spill, are you?
Nothing.
I can tell by you.
You're getting nothing out of me. But if you're a Cian DeCroix fan, he's rocking into town next Friday for his gig. But we're doing something for super fans that you're going to absolutely adore. So just keep your ear to Cork's Good Times Red FM. That's my advice. Someone has come up with a great idea, a way that we could christen the new studio. Once the new studio is up and running, this is way that we can christen it.
Oh, you gotta give him that huck too and spit on that thing. You get me?
If you know, you know. Back to the Dublin and Cork debate very quickly. Just a little WhatsApp that I got coming in.
Hi,
here.
How are you?
Hello.
I'm from Dublin.
Hi.
I'm just here comparing Cork to Dublin, how Cork is the capital of Ireland, or should be.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be the capital, you're welcome to, because next time farmers want to protest, let them come down and blockade the streets of Cork instead of the streets of Dublin. Okay, thanks, bye.
Bye.
Yeah, well, you know.
That's because the bleeding government is up in Dublin, isn't it? Des, you see, we like to send a bit of excitement up your way because Dublin people don't see enough tractors, so that's why we send there the lads up, you know? Red FM Breakfast with Now. Let's go. Red FM Breakfast with KC.